My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
But then you've got your defense, the key guy, co-signing. So what's that going to say about morale? If anything, it feels like F the owner. You know, he's not taking care of us, so we don't get, you know, he's going to say these things about us. There's no urgency. You know, screw you. You know, that's sort of what I took from those, from the LOL and then the retreat from Michael Parsons. Those are key members on both sides of the ball. So what's that morale like in the locker room? I know most of the time when Dallas Cowboys are paid, they say it's great. Jerry takes care of you and everything else. But the fact that you're having to go this far, and remember, Zach Martin did his thing. He got paid.
Yep.
And so if you're going to keep pushing this CD thing down the line, man, what kind of divide is that potentially in the locker room? They say, oh, you'll pay Zach Martin, but you ain't going to pay us. You know, that can create more division. And so in a year where I thought maybe Dallas in a way would say, F you to all these prognosticators that have got us written off. We'll pull it together for this 1 year we've got left of Dak and go over, what is the 10.5 that I'm hoping they go over? Bro, they could be an absolute mess by the time they get there. If this guy's not paid,
the vibes
if
are
he's
bad.
Not paid,
the vibes are bad.
The vibes are getting very bad,
yeah,
in terms of player to owner and the sort of lack of respect there,
right,
seems
and
to
don't
be
forget,
right now.
I mean, Dak has one foot
both
out the
sides
door.
Back and forth. Dak's done.
Yeah.
Believe me, I think he's just, you've taken me through it all these years where you've made me wait. And so now that I have all the leverage, you know, I'm going to do what I want to do. And so Dak, again, would be silly to do anything in terms of extension before hitting this free agent market. He's going to get whatever he wants.
Right.
And with Jerry obviously trying to not give you whatever you want, not try to, you know, set the new market with you, if you were ready to do that, you would have already done it. You're probably going to roll, is my point.
Right.
And so you've got a team that sees, okay, Jerry's not going to pay our guy that, yeah, he doesn't get us over the hump of the playoffs, but he gets us 12 wins every year. He paid Zach Martin last year, but he's not paying CeeDee Lamb. Michael Parsons next up to get paid.
Yep.
He's co-signed that CeeDee's basically getting disrespected here. It's just, it does not add up to good things.
No, it does not.
And I hate it because I'm the one fool that's sitting up here saying, well maybe the Cowboys won't come apart the way y'all think they will this
year.
Well
said.
So it's discouraging for your boy.
Yes, it is.
And for many a Cowboy fan, I would imagine, all over this country.
Yes. Now, can we bring in Brad for a second? Let's get the Cowboy fan on the show. We need to get, we need to get this out of the way. Are we identifying,
hey guys,
as a Cowboys fan this season?
So yeah, I work here, so I will be rooting for the Cowboys.
We're carrying the Cowboys.
Yeah, first preseason game Sunday, 3:00.
Well, it's gonna be. I tell you,
he's not like a real Cowboy fan like we have in Memphis that believe every year, you know, they're gonna win the Super Bowl.
Well, he was a Dak
guy. Those are the diehards.
He was a Dak guy before
Prescott.
We carried.
Yep.
You know, I think that was his first NFL team before the Raiders moved to Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean the problem is, and you hear this now on the morning show. We've got Michelle Smallman. You ever heard of?
Yep.
You guys listen to her?
Yep.
She's from St. Louis. Do you hear how she talks about the NFL? It's bizarre. Much like Brad Carson, because she, like me, had two franchises ripped from your guts in your childhood with the Cardinals leaving and Bill Bidwell taking them to Arizona, and then they did it again with the Rams. So, like, it's been a piss-poor existence. The Bears were even in the mix there for a while because as a person growing up in Illinois, like, mm-hmm. I'm like, course, they sucked after 1985-86. But, you know, so I got through with them. I got through when I was in the East Coast. I hate to say it. I was kind of an Eagles fan for a while because I worked for 4 years in New Jersey. So I was in South Jersey, followed the Eagles, you know. And then you move here and you're like, okay, am I a Titans fan? And we carry the Titans. So I was a Titans fan for a while. And then, like, my friends, I have friends out in Vegas from college, and so the Raiders are there, and then you have the Cowboys on. So let me bottom line this whole thing. I freaking love the NFL, and the NFL is one of the cool things about not having an NFL franchise. It's one of the few sports where you can just love the hell out of it in its, like, in its totality. Like, for example, I got no skin in the game with the Giants. I don't give a rat's ass about the Giants.
Yep.
But like Jason, I'm tuned into the stupid Giants preseason game watching Eric Gray try to make this roster and be the A-back.
There's nothing like it. The production of it is...
It's friggin' all. I even watch the Hard Knocks like I'm on the edge of my seat. I don't call me a sap, man, but I love this stuff.
Well, you know, it's interesting because there's not a, you know, in terms of the personalities, you don't get to know the NFL guys as much. The NBA players,
right,
you feel like have much livelier personalities as opposed to the NFL guys. But in terms of the production value and what you'd rather watch, it's like...
There's nothing better. There's nothing better than the friggin' NFL. They do it better than anybody else.
The product, man. The product and the brand is just, it's impeccable.
Well, that's, I think, why this NBA conversation we're having about the Olympics, everybody's like, who's going to be the next star after Steph, LeBron, and KD are gone? Like, the NFL doesn't have that problem. Like,
no, they don't.
The NBA is the one that has that problem.
Now, you know, the problem that the NFL runs into is that it's only quarterbacks, right?
Like, right.
But it's going to be a glut. You have a glut of amazing quarterbacks. You have C.J. Stroud. You have Caleb Williams coming in.
Yep.
Jaden Daniels could be amazing. Anthony Richardson, Burrow, Mahomes. Like, it's a golden age of that position.
That's
right
fair.
Now.
Yeah.
And so that helps. If you had a bunch of bad quarterback play where it was, you know, top heavy and then a big drop off, it'd be one thing, but they don't have to worry about that. So,
but the NFL's a little sinister too, and Jason can relate to this because he's going through it with Caleb Williams. Like, you have people that are now rooting against Caleb Williams because there's been so much hype for this kid. It's like, guys like me are like, okay, you better live up to it.
You got to prove it. You got to prove it. No question about it. But
I'm excited about Sunday. I mean, I'm with y'all. I think the Cowboys got real problems. I don't understand the CeeDee Lamb thing. It's stupid as hell. Like, you need to just pay the guy and be done with it. Who else are you getting? You don't have any receivers.
Mm-hmm.
You got no running backs really either. Like, your offense is jacked up, bro. And you got a quarterback who's half foot out the door.
Yeah, I don't know what the plan is. I got to be honest. I don't know what the direction of Dallas is, and I'm not sure that Jerry Jones or Stephen Jones knows either. So
no, I mean what they're clearly saying, and set aside the CD thing.
Yeah,
but he said it that this is it.
Right,
like, he's going to reset it after this year.
That's crazy.
Starting with Dak. Now
you got to go back to like what Quincy Carter.
But my question would that be okay? So you're gonna set yourself back. Like that. And how many more years, Jerry Jones, do you have to then build again is the question. But he seems to be at that point where he doesn't want to pay out and not get over the hump.
Right.
And so what I would ask you then is that a guy that maybe has 1 foot out the door, he's put all in, he says this is going to be it, and maybe you're ready. Because this is what he should do, hand it off.
No doubt.
Hand over, you be owner, and you let your son, you let the people that you hire run this thing, and you get out of it. Because right now your words threaten to potentially ruin a season or be a detriment. That shouldn't be the case at all. And so maybe it's a sign that, you know, Jerry's sort of, hey, I'm going to stop right here. I doubt it is because we know how tied he is to it.
Right.
But it needs to happen for the Cowboys, the moving on from what Jerry Jones thinks.
Right.
The fact that you go to him after every practice and you get these quotes about players, they get back to players, players can't stand it. So it is not, as you said, it is an awful environment.
Yes.
For you know, a franchise that, frankly, you should be the place that everybody's trying to get to.
Exactly.
You know, that's you're still America's team, but he has in many ways ruined that. It's gotten worse and worse.
Well, let me compare it to a situation that I know all too well, which is Al Davis. And the end of Al Davis as the Raiders owner. Now
he had been great,
exactly,
and at the end you're trying to hold on, and you're, you know, you're ruining it in a way.
It's not
where it was time to move on.
I don't think Jerry was as senile as Al got, but it doesn't really feel that different to me. Like, Al got to a point where he was not willing to change. He was not willing to listen to anybody else. Like, He was firing Lane Kiffin and making a disaster of it publicly. You know, he was drafting the same guys. He ought, like the
Darius Hayward Bay,
the 40-time guys, you know, Jamarcus Russell, you know, things like that.
It set you back.
And, yeah, until – and we're – dude, we have the second longest streak in the NFL without having won a playoff game. We've gone 18 – I believe 18 seasons without winning a playoff game. That's because of Al Davis. He started that. I mean, he's a big part of it. We couldn't find stability. He didn't want – he died. Then it was Mark, and Mark's ridiculous, you know, and there wasn't a good plan. You know, and so I don't.
But he's been trying to recreate. I'm talking going back to Jerry, the 90s when it was him and Jimmy.
Yeah.
Him and Jimmy. Not Jimmy, him and Jimmy.
Exactly.
And that's the way he's always sort of wanted to recreate it, him doing his part for a championship team.
Exactly.
That equation does not work anymore. And at what point is it going to, you know, is it going to dawn on him? At what point does his son say, Dad, you know, the best thing for us is to move on without you? We love you. You're going to be in the, you know, you're still on the scene. You're over everything. You're the freaking owner. But to move this thing forward, you know, you're damaging us in some areas that we don't need the damage, you know, with just your words.
No question.
And the fact that the media can expect you're going to say something that's probably going to be controversial just about after. I mean, they're running to you for quotes.
Exactly.
Take that out of the equation.
Exactly. So, why give them any ammo?
Yeah.
Why do that publicly? It doesn't help anybody.
But you can't tell him he can't do it because he's already won Super Bowls that he thinks.
Exactly.
You know, he was the GM on, essentially, with Jimmy.
He bought the Cowboys for like $12, man, you know, relatively speaking. So you
you can't tell the man he's not a genius financially.
Exactly.
Like, you know, and so those guys, sometimes it takes them a while before they learn.
So that
a little more hard-headed than some of the rest of us, probably rightfully so.
So that means, you know, you can't just tell him nothing. Like, he ain't, you know, he's going to do things he wants to do them, especially his age, too.
How about no comment on the CD thing?
I agree. Like, hey, we love CD. We want to get this done. It's not done yet.
Right. He clearly can't do that, so how about a no comment? I'm not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Even that would the far less damage than what you do where you got him
how
now.
About nothing new. Nothing.
Nothing.
New.
Nothing's happened.
Yeah.
You know, like most franchises carry themselves.
Exactly. But you, like, you just stoke the flame with that comment.
And how do you think that contributes to success?
I think
it does not.
Because if I'm CD Lamb, I'm
it
like,
sends
oh, okay.
waves through, and that's what he did.
Okay.
LOL.
I'm about to demand a trade on your ass.
But then you got Micah co-signing, so it's running through the team now.
No, it's insidious. It's insidious.
It's something it's unnecessary.
Completely unnecessary. And now you're spreading the flame. You're spreading the fire. It was contained to CD. Now it's starting to spread
around.
Talk
about this opportunity for others to grow and everything else. You got Brandon Cooks and nothing else.
He's
40. Don't get CD up in
Brandon Cooks is 40 years old. He's growing his done.
Still going to catch for about 989 on you.
I mean, he will, but I mean.
Because Dak going to throw for, what, 4,000, 4,200?
Yeah. Anyway.
In this final year.
It's going to be quite the year in Dallas. There's no doubt about it.
Has anybody, NFL guy, lived their life right under Dak Prescott?
Writer. Writer than right.
I just mean life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Taking care of Dak, everything he's been through, mom and brother.
Yeah, I mean, he's up there.
He's done faced some adversity, hasn't he?
I mean, C.J. Stroud, you know, his dad, the situation with
his
dad.
Been in prison.
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, Ohio
State. Now, did Dak have his dad?
I
feel like mom did it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the answer to that.
Lost his mother.
Fourth round pick.
Yeah.
He had to overcome that. I'm just saying, I say all that to say Dallas doesn't deserve that. And I ain't talking about the guy that doesn't get you over the hump in the playoffs. I'm talking about the man himself.
Vegas deserves
that franchise doesn't deserve him. I don't know if it's the clown Raiders.
It is.
Especially with y'all's owner.
No, we already made sure it's us. We did it. He's gonna.
But Dak deserves more.
He's gonna cleanse the Raiders organization.
The man deserves more than the way Jerry's treating him.
I'll be a big Dak guy if we get him. I'll be a huge Dak guy.
Wasn't he talked about that last merry-go-round they went through before they went through a bunch of these dudes.
I don't know if it was ever serious because Dak
was
a
free agent. Yeah,
Dak got paid. He was doing the dance with, but it was always expected that he'd be back. Now everybody knows he won't be back. He's hitting the market, so
he'd be good.
The market's gonna pay. Jerry act like he don't want to.
It's very rare that a quarterback of that caliber hits the market like this. Like
it is.
It does not happen.
I know I'm crazy.
That's what Greeny's been saying over and over every week, that this had never happened where you got this guy.
Yes.
You know, it's a 12 game winner every year hitting the market.
Was Kirk a trade Atlanta? It was, right? Or he was not. Maybe that was
no.
He's a free agent.
He was a free agent. So, I mean, he could have re-signed.
But you know, Kirk's older and he's coming off an Achilles.
That's the comparison.
Yeah.
Kirk at that point in his career. That's saying Dak, you got him younger.
I'm still a Dak believer despite all of this stuff, and I know he's.
There's no reason not to believe. I
think you put him on a functional organization.
Like
that's
the
key word right
like
there.
The
like there's a lot of dysfunction around this man. Put him in somewhere
he's a
there
leader.
Isn't so much dysfunction.
Dude, we look like a competent organization next to Dallas.
Yes, that's fair.
We do. We 100%.
I actually might agree with that.
And you need to stop it.
The franchise that literally took the Kermit Mahomes thing from the fan and let it go on social
media.
That's a
fair point.
That's a practice squad player.
Y'all have no discipline.
Our defense is one of the best in the league.
Yeah, a practice squad player wasn't the only one laughing. Right. I heard multiple Raiders laughing, and more importantly, so did Patrick.
Whatever, dude. He's going to throw 100,000 yards anyway.
I'm just saying, don't act like you guys are, you know, a well-run franchise.
Well, we're better than we were. So that's a big improvement.
And I don't see y'all winning 12 games a year.
Oh, we're
either,
not going
like
to do
the
that.
Cowboys.
But we have Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell, bro. Like, what do we say?
Yeah, well.
If you put Dak in that team with Devontae Adams, Brock Bowers, Zamir White,
how old
our
is
defense,
Devontae Adams going to be next year?
He'll be 33.
Mm. Lord.
He's up there, dude.
Let me tell you this. It doesn't put you over nothing.
He'll be, sorry.
Not even in the AFC
West.
He'll
be 32. That's still, he's still got a year or two left.
With Aaron.
Nobody wants to go back to Aaron.
Oh, he does, dude. From the where y'all got him right now, I guarantee you he'd take Jets y'all right now.
That's what makes you so disgusting is that you just can't put.
He's mentioned them.
No,
Aaron's already mentioned it.
Nobody wants to go back to Aaron Rodgers. All right, he's fine. He just needs in his situation. He just needs Dak next season, which will get us over the playoff hill, get us back there. Be second in the division to Kansas City, and he'll be happy making a ton of money in Vegas.
You all are not going to be the only team. The Giants are going to come hard.
Giants going
to
be
that's the thing. So
you
it
don't
could come
stay
down
in your own
to
division.
Better.
You don't
both of y'all are
going
to pay.
You don't want to be in the same division.
Giants been waiting for this. They'll get off the Daniel Jones contract.
I think you said the Titans, which is correct. If Will Levis flames out, the Titans will want to make a splash with their new stadium.
They will in that division too.
I don't think
they'll be as desperate as the Giants or potentially Pittsburgh. Although Pittsburgh wants Justin Fields to be their guy, they could end up in a situation. If you are Pittsburgh, get a quarterback in there. I mean, right now, that's the thing. You got a defense. You got receivers with Pickens. I mean, if Fields don't look good, then you need to make a move for Dak. So I'm just saying all that. Say you might be more competition for Dak than you think.
Sadly, it appears on the opposite side of the ball on Sunday, we won't get to see a lot of these kick-ass rookies that the Rams have signed. Jared Verse is probably going to sit. Puka Nacua probably going to sit. It looks like they're not going to play
Puka's
a lot.
Hurt. Puka got hurt. So it's definitely. I mean, Sean McVay. It's going to be a lot of homie Stetson Bennett.
Ugh,
remember him?
Yes, he took time off.
Yeah, we still don't know what the hell that was.
What happened to Puka?
I think it was like a foot injury or something.
Okay.
So he's going to be out a minute. But it's going to be we still don't know exactly what happened with Stetson. Like
very mysterious.
It was.
He said his mental health.
It had to be something very serious.
But he put it on mental health. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
But it was something.
Yeah, that was very.
Remember, he's Mr. Winner.
Exactly.
You know, that's
yeah. It. Back in May, here it is from ESPN. Rams quarterback Stetson Bennett hungry after addressing mental health issues.
Yeah, Puka's got a knee, by the way. It's a knee, so they're just going to probably hold him out for the preseason
start. Yeah, he's
gonna
get this.
I mean, there's no reason for Puka to play, especially the way they use that dude, man.
No.
I mean, they were leaning on that young brother.
Especially when Cup was out.
Yeah. I mean,
then come back, he's still as good. I mean, this dude, he was a steal.
Again, the younger brother of the BYU player that started the fight with Memphis.
That's crazy.
In the Miami Beach Bowl. A lot of people that don't know that trivia.
Can always bring him back to Memphis.
I think it's Kai Nacua was the guy's name. I don't want to put it on him, but I believe it was him. Because he went undrafted in 2017, so that would line up if he was there as a sophomore. There it is, as a freshman.
Wow.
There you go. It's literally in his college career bio. After the 2014 Miami Beach Bowl loss, and he was seen throwing punches at both Memphis coaches and players.
Remember that?
I didn't know he was throwing punches at coaches. Damn.
Yeah, that was
wow.
Fuente going to beat that ass.
I didn't know he's throwing. I didn't see any coaches getting involved. I remember the players were outrageous.
So look, it was a tough day, you know, for the Dallas Cowboys yesterday. All of the days are tough now.
Jerry makes them tough.
Yeah,
he makes them so.
And so, you know, until you get him back in the fold, you know, it could potentially be some trouble for them.
That's all right. There seems to be some dysfunction with Philly as well, so maybe it'll be the battle
old.
Of that's dysfunctional
old. That's
NFC.
Old stuff. You bring up
old
you
don't
stuff.
Like the Eagles, do you, Jason?
We've moved on.
I don't trust Nick
Sirianni. No, he's
also, do you always have this thing?
What's he got on his head?
Who, Jalen Hurts?
No, it's Nick Sirianni. Have you noticed in the press conferences this year?
I have not seen the
it
thing.
It looks kind of like a mole. But I don't remember ever seeing it. It's very large.
It's just growth. It's just work.
I can't tell if it's hair.
Right. I think we're just growing, and that's growth happening.
It's like a Drew Brees thing where you just have a hair spot in a weird place.
It's possible. Again, I'm not in a position to
look at his last press conference, and you'll see much, and you'll have maybe the same reaction that I did to the Ezekiel Elliott video.
Yeah.
Like it's distracting.
Yeah. Well, we'll take a look, and we'll be seeing you at the bottom of the standings in the division in the NFC.
We'll see about that, buddy.
Eagles gonna get to 11.
Sirianni fraud.
Eagles 11-6, thanks to Jalen Hurts, who called Wink Martindale and asked for some tips in the playoffs. The guy is as thorough as it gets.
You ask the opponent.
Yeah.
If you got a relationship with him.
Yeah. I think it was a common opponent, right? It was like he called the Giants DC. They were playing the
yeah.
I don't. So
but it's still. I mean, it's the opponent in the sense it's the
right,
other.
Right.
What are you? It's the division rivals.
Yeah.
You're calling the opponent.
You don't like that? I like it. I was like, this guy is taking some initiative. He wants to get an objective view of this.
I was surprised at how honest it sounded like Wink was with him.
Well, he was like trying to. Yeah, that's true. But I think is Wink still there?
I don't. Must not be.
Right.
Told him the whole damn game plan. Sound like.
Yeah.
From the quotes that I gathered.
I think I called him Wink Martindale. My bad. Is that his? That actually is his name. That is him.
Yes, it's Wink Martindale, dude.
Okay.
Why did you feel weird
I
about
thought
it?
I'm thinking about the
Wink
game
the
show.
Tic-tac-toe show host.
Yeah.
Who's from Memphis, by the way?
Is that the same name?
I think it is.
That's why I'm confused. But no, Wink is now in Michigan at Michigan with Sharon Moore.
That's why he's able to give him the goods.
Yeah, but
he did that this offseason. Right?
He did. Yeah, well, it was right before the Bucks playoff game.
Wink is good at the sign stealing.
So they were done.
Yes.
Okay.
Season was over. He called.
That's fine. That is good. That tells me a lot about Jalen Hurts.
And he called Wink. He said, "Hey, what did you notice about our offense?"
Right.
Like, what was?
No, I think you know what. I think you asked the question. I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think that's great. That tells me that's a quarterback that's trying to explore every avenue to try and get better.
Exactly.
Now, you know, whether Wink gives it to him or not, but Wink's gone.
Yeah. I mean, well, whatever Wink gave, it didn't work.
Did Wink know at the time he was out?
I don't know.
He wouldn't be back with the Giants?
I think so. But
that sounds right, because you gave him a lot.
The Giants and Martindale agreed to part ways January 10th, 2024. So you had to. He probably had to
That's
know
That's what it is.
Then.
That's why he gave him such a detailed breakdown.
And they played the 15th.
There you go.
So he called him after it was announced.
It's very smart.
Yeah, but whatever he said.
And now we know why Wink was so forthcoming.
It looks like it didn't really work. It was 32-9 in the playoff game. Todd Bowles got that ass.
No, Wink told him Sirianni is screwing you. Y'all got a bad coach.
Maybe so. Hurts was not great, but he wasn't terrible. It was just
defense. He was banged up.
Yeah, no, he was. It was the
defense. Y'all lay off that man.
The defense let him down.
Y'all done dropped him out of your top tens.
Baker went off 337 and three touchdowns. That's crazy. That is crazy. Anyway, we'll talk to Joe Theismann about all this. The Cowboys, their dysfunction. Jaden Daniels making his first appearance in the preseason around the league. Stick around. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Weekend the right way? Get over to Sonic. That new value menu lets you build a crave-worthy meal for just $1.99 an item. Creamy shake, crispy tots, quarter-pound double cheeseburgers on that $1.99 menu. It's fun, it's value, it's $1.99, always five items, always $1.99.
You know, it's when payday is still like a week out. That's when I really like to hit the value meals. That's when I go. Right, it's going to be a minute before you got any new money coming in. Limited amount. That's why your boy Smooth. I ain't too proud. I hit that value meal, and Sonic's got it. Try them yourself. The crispy tots, they're the original. You'll love them. The Sonic Smasher is fantastic. Tangy Smasher sauce, melted cheese, hand-smashed Angus patties, seared to perfection. Don't forget their Flavorista favorites as well. You can get that instead of your normal drink. Paradise Sunset Rainbow Slush. You got to have something to wash it all down. Maybe you'd like a little bit of a... It's a little bit cooler outside. It'd be even cooler if you go with that French vanilla cold brew iced coffee. If you're an iced coffee lover, Sonic's got a good one for you. John, live free. Eat Sonic.
I'm a live free every time.
When last time you went?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay, good.
Yep, a couple weeks ago. And
get you that grilled cheese you love so
much? No, we went with the popcorn chicken.
Good for you.
And we got my daughter a milkshake. Got Riley a milkshake.
What's her favorite flavor?
She is chocolate.
Okay.
Chocolate milkshake. She likes it all, though, bro. She likes all ice cream.
Strawberry, vanilla, it's all the same.
Every day.
Chris didn't like that. He's all picky. I don't like it.
Every day so we have to go get ice cream.
I like kids that aren't picky. Just take what I give you.
Dude, this is going to come as a complete... but my wife has the ice cream truck driver's cell phone number.
Good grief, y'all. It's Germantown.
It's like that.
Life.
That's Mr. Joe.
So he just rolls up whenever y'all call
on him. Shout out to Mr. Joe. So if Mr. Joe comes through and for whatever reason we can't catch him on our side, we'll text him. We'll say, hey, can you drive by the cove and can you get, because we, you know, young Riley's wanting some ice cream. That's how extreme it is.
Palazzolo just roll up in an ice cream truck deliberate.
No, it's not. No, this is Mr. Joe. We did have for a brief moment, we did have two. It was a competition. It was an open competition, like, you know, Pittsburgh right now. So we had Mr. Joe, who was the driver's name, and then we had Mr. Softy, which is the brand. There was a brand of Mr. Softy. Now, if you know anything about Mr. Softy, it is a very coveted brand of ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, Mr. Joe has pulled some strings. I don't want to accuse him of anything. You know, maybe he's got some mafia ties, but he has essentially pushed Mr. Softy out of our neighborhood.
Oh, that's definite Soprano type stuff.
Mr. Softy no longer comes through our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
So, and look.
Because he let him know.
And let me be clear. I appreciate
monopolizing.
Mr. Joe is more of the novelty type, right? The Batman, the Powerpuff Girl.
Oh, that's the, old. That's the goat right there.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
like,
good
you
stuff.
You know, like the gumball eyeballs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas Mr. Softy has more of a variety. Like they have like the sundaes, the milkshakes. You know what I'm saying? Like the ice cream cones. So I think there's room for both, quite frankly.
Yeah, they're both different varieties.
But again, Mr. Joe, who I love. Mr. Joe has absolutely made his presence felt and has boxed out Mr. Softy. So I do want to say, Mr. Softy, if you're out there, come on home.
He's scared. He was obviously threatened.
There's room for both. But
he was obviously told, don't come back on this turf.
I think that's what
this is Mr. Joe turf.
The Germantown gang wars. This is what they look like. Ice cream.
Palazzolo need to clean all that up.
Now, do you get ice cream drivers in your neighborhood?
We do. We do occasionally.
But you don't indulge.
Nah, man.
He's too old for that.
Yeah.
Did you ever do it?
Back in the day, when in Midtown, that truck come around, we ran
out
there.
They would not come around in Raleigh?
No. Actually, more often than you think.
Okay.
In the little neighborhood that we were in.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, no, I don't hit it anymore. Wife will go out there and do that
yeah.
thing.
There's, that's fun.
When right? you got the little kiddies.
That's fun.
Yeah. But Chris has gotten to an age now where dad ain't running out there. You want to go run your tail out there then.
Right.
You go get it yourself. Here's
yeah, he's got his own money now.
Yeah.
So.
A little bit.
There you go.
He's got enough.
Enough to buy cards from you for old men to make sales to him.
And an amazing deal at that.
No, it was.
It was an incredible deal. Many people are saying it was the greatest deal since the Louisiana Purchase. Many people are saying that for young CJ. Is he sending it off to get it graded?
No. No, he's kind of, again, kids, the interest, the attention span goes quickly. He knows he's got a good card, but remember how hype we were to send it in? No longer is hype.
Well, so it's just takes forever.
It's just sitting there on the table. He don't want to pay the $24.
Oh, he's being cheap. Because if he tens it, it's going to go up two times, three times. I mean, you saw it.
No. Again, it's confusing. Don't want to get into it. There's not enough context here. But it looked like once the tens came in, some of those, you know, 150s and all that,
oh, that's
went
true.
As high as the raw number.
That's true. That's
right.
true. Yeah. But, again, that's all based on Ja's market being down, though.
I got you.
If he gets back up to where he was, that card will go up in huge value.
Do not. We are invested in Ja as a family. Don't ever think that old Jason trying to, trying to hold Ja accountable again is hate.
Right.
We are invested in Ja, including the Smith family.
Yeah.
We must have eight pairs of Jas between us, and we got signed Ja stuff, you know, probably the fake signature.
Right.
But
the facsimile.
And we've got we bought a card from you of Ja.
They're the stained
glass.
And
so we are a Ja family. Don't get me wrong.
All right. So there was a little bit of news with the Olympics earlier this morning from Joel Embiid about his future. We've talked a little bit about it, right? We've joked about it. So, hey, you know, maybe we don't run this back, right? We appreciate you doing it. And I do. I do appreciate his desire to represent the United States on a global level. I think that it's an awesome thing, you know, as somebody that didn't move here until he was 16, you know, to want to do that. I do. I find it incredibly moving and patriotic and all of the things. But it has been a roller coaster with Joel Embiid. Maybe he stamps it tomorrow. Maybe he puts up 70 on Wimby again. I don't know. But Joel Embiid was talking this morning. He said, it's been a good experience. It's been a grind being away from home and family for a few weeks, but the group of guys we have made it easy. Paris is a great city, and the next one is L.A. It might not be with Team USA. It might be with Cameroon. So he seemed to open the door for this being his one and only appearance with Team USA. And I would say, let's be honest, he's got a much better chance. Like, the young guys in 4 years for the United States are coming, right? Paolo's going to have a spot. You know, Jaren's going to be interesting. Chet Holmgren in 4 years, right? There's a lot of bigs. And he might not make the roster for Team USA in 4 years. He'll be 34 years old. He'll make the Cameroon roster. So it does seem like that's coming. It does seem like we're only going to get the one stint with Joel Embiid with Team USA. And will you remember it fondly?
No. I mean, it's only been the last two or three games where he's finding, you know, contributed sort of what you expected from him. So I won't miss him. You understand that why French is mad with him because he asked for and got the citizenship in 2022.
Yes.
They were assuming it's because you want to play for us. And then the American players began to recruit him.
Okay.
And that's what...
When did he get citizship in America?
He'd had it beforehand.
Oh, he had it?
Yes. Okay. But he asked France in 2022, let me get citizenship there, with the understanding that from France's side of it, that you're going to play for us, not the U.S., where you do have citizenship, then the Americans started recruiting him. That's the other part of this. They start saying, man, we want you.
Yeah.
And the LeBrons and them and all that said. And that's why, you know.
Well, he was sworn in as an American citizen in 2022.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's, is that what you were talking about?
No. The French are angry with Embiid because he asked for and received French citizenship in 2022, and the assumption clearly was it was so he could play in these games for France.
So he got both. He ended up getting both.
Both.
Then. Yeah.
And when they recruited him, when the Americans said, the GOATs, the Stephs and all them said, man, we want you.
Right.
That's when he chose, as opposed to this, you know, I was always going to play for America.
Yep.
I'm patriot. You know, I spent my college years here. I've become an adult here. That's why it's important to me. If the, you know, he had his choice, essentially.
Yes, he did.
And he chose to go play with the GOATs.
That's right.
Because he knew he was going to come out with a gold.
Exactly.
So I'm just saying that to say, you know, the French that feel like he kind of did them wrong there, you know, especially the ones that were under the assumption, okay, you're coming with us. You know, they have a right to be mad at him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's perfect that it's going to be France that he has to get over for the gold medal.
Now, citizenship in America in 2022, you get that because you have been here.
Yes.
Citizenship from France in 2022.
Right.
You're going to get on a what kind of basis? Because you ain't been there.
And you're not from there.
But you were getting it.
Right.
Why? Because you're going to play for our basketball team.
Exactly.
And that's why they feel so, you know,
that
he's a turncoat. Yes.
No, exactly right.
Like, we threw aside some of our, or at least parts of our citizenship rules would have to be to grant you this, and you instead choose, you know, America.
Yeah, it's kind of.
So he kind of played the game a little bit, bro, is all I'm saying here.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Like, he was born in Cameroon. He never lived in France.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Was he just trolling France? Like, what was the deal with France?
He couldn't have just been trolling them. You're going to set off a country who, oh, by the way, the Olympics that you're wanting to play in are going to be there. You want to be booed? You want to look like a turncoat? No, that couldn't have been his intention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he obviously seriously considered or wanted to play for France at one point, whether it was because, hey, they're going to have Wimby, or, hey, I think the Americans, I might not, you know, they may get to go another different route with Anthony. I mean, I think that's less likely because you're obviously one of the top centers in the league. But what I'm saying is this, you know, you got to be, look, Joel played them here a little bit, you know.
Right. Remember Frederick Weiss?
Yes.
Said take away his
Yeah,
his
he was real mad. Yeah, he's real mad.
He said,
man, I saw another story about him.
I consider this boy a great player.
Yeah, he called him a boy, which we didn't like. But
yeah, we did not like that.
No.
Let me ask you this. Would you take the over then on Joel Embiid's points tomorrow? Do you think he just crushes France?
Well, to his point on if it's just Wimby and you guys are not playing Gobert, and I mean, Joel had 70 on the Spurs and Wimby at one point.
Yeah.
Yes, he will tear them up. And
oh my gosh,
he's living for they're calling it the crotch chop for the thing
the
that
D-Generation
he can't do. He can't do it in the NBA, so he's getting to do that back to the French fans, and he's loving it.
No doubt.
And so, yes, I would suspect that he's going to go out there and try to make a statement because they've been booing him every darn time. He's enjoying it, he says. He says it's going to be fun. He likes giving them the crotch chop.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is. DX. I got two words for you.
That was after my time, but I know y'all know who did
it. DX?
Yeah, DX.
95?
I wasn't into wrestling by then.
I mean, you was only 20 years old.
Only 20? What are you talking about, dude?
Bro, wrestling fans, no, there is no age limit. There is no age. The one that you want to arbitrarily impose, there is no age limit, as evidenced by Jerry the King Lawler still doing it.
So it took you to your 30s, obviously, before you grew into a man and then WWE doesn't do what it did for you when you were a child.
No, I would say, stop.
Because you're here right now. And it takes the other wrestling guys to come in here and get you fired about wrestling. You've said it over and over, it ain't the same for you. For me, I was more mature in my 20s than you in your 30s. That's when I was ready to let it go.
You were just at work.
For, fool.
You were just at the country club, bro. You couldn't watch wrestling. You were
Hulk
working that
Hogan,
night.
Roddy Piper, Ultimate Warrior. Ultimate Warrior about as far as I go, fool.
All right. So that's when you
where
stopped.
Where I was still in it and looking at it like a little boy looking up to them folks.
You didn't even remember.
Like you do The Rock.
Triple H, no?
Little bit.
Okay.
But kind of out. Didn't like them. Didn't like him.
Undertaker?
No, man. Dude. Coco Beware, Hulk Hogan, Roddy Piper.
Right. That's like
Captain Lou Albano.
That's like the 80s.
Remember him?
Yeah. Not really.
I was a boy, and I believed in wrestling.
You can still believe.
It's not a
thing to believe in or not. It's just what your affection is for it. You know?
I will say, 901 wrestling's bringing me back.
There you go.
Because there is a local flair about that,
right?
That feels like the old days Channel 5 wrestling.
You attend those events.
And it's genuine. Yes, I've been a couple times now at Black Lodge. They do a great job.
Yeah.
So that part, but and you're right. I understand.
Right.
Right, that this is not right. This is not real.
There's no expert.
But I can appreciate it because of what's going into it and what they're trying to do on the local scene.
Yeah.
My kid can't.
Well, and just so you know, I mean, wrestling is moving to Netflix. WWE is moving to Netflix in 2025, which means that it's going to be a totally different product. Like this whole PC, like politically, it's going away. They're going to be able to do whatever they want from a content perspective.
Right. So essentially the women will be stripping.
I don't know.
The men will be, the wrestlers will be cursing.
I think that.
So we'll
yeah.
just get more hardcore with it.
I think that's right. It'll definitely be more hardcore. Yeah. So I don't know if it'll be family. It's very family friendly right now. It is.
Is it? With things the women got on? I don't know. I don't know, bro.
I don't know, dude. But yeah, it's Joel Embiid that loves that. That's his move. And I'm looking forward to him having 30 tomorrow.
I remember Miss Elizabeth. She was
R.I.P.
Yeah, she was a classy woman.
She was. She was.
Classy woman.
Yes.
Now it's different. She wasn't wrestling.
She was the manager of Randy Savage.
Right. And his wife.
Yeah, and his actual right. wife. That's right.
But it's classy.
You loved China back in the day? You're a big China guy. Yeah, you did, bro.
I didn't.
That was your style. That was all you.
I was never a China fan.
Again, R.I.P., man. The great ones. We've lost the great ones over the years. Trish Stratus still doing it, though. Shout out to Trish Stratus.
How old is she?
She's in her 40s, man. Maybe
I was
gonna
say she's getting up there.
Maybe in her 50s. And still doing it big, man. Just same as it ever was.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, France, United States tomorrow for the gold for it all. All the marbles at 2:30. We'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Black time moving to change and moving to the city of Memphis, which is what I need to be looking at doing, given my top 25. Get the hell out of the market. That's the good thing, right? If I need to move out of Memphis, they can handle that. Cross town, cross country. I don't know, maybe Arizona or something. It's a fresh start. 316-6196 is the phone number. Give them a call. Get on the schedule. They're the best. They're going to show up when they say they're going to show up. They're going to stay on budget that you guys agreed to. And you're going to have a great experience with Black Tie every single time. 316-6196 is the phone number. It's Black Tie moving, change and moving. In the city of Memphis. We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Again, man, a great sports weekend on tap. You got everything. You got NFL preseason with the debut of Michael Penix Jr., who will probably play for a half, maybe more. You know, you're going to see some starters. C.J. Stroud tonight. You can get reacquainted with Jay Fields if you wish. You know, do you root for him, by the way?
What's the game that's on? Do we have a game of the three that's on tonight?
I think it is Texans and Steelers.
Okay.
So,
I want to see Fields.
Yeah.
I want to see Stroud. I'd actually check in on that.
All right. So you can check in on that. And you root for Fields?
Yes.
Okay.
In the sense that I know the Bears did not have a good plan for him, and I'm hoping a change of scenery helps him because I think he's a good dude. And he's got some skills.
Yeah, and he did it the right way, right? It wasn't really his fault in Chicago.
Not at all.
You know,
I mean, my gosh, you didn't get him a weapon until the end with DJ Moore, and that was one. Look what Caleb Williams has got.
Exactly,
you did nothing for him.
So I
can't blame that on him.
By the way, no update on Ayuk after the radio guy says it's agreed upon. That clearly was not true. That's a tough one.
It's like, weird too because Tomlin was sending signals like
he was.
Felt a way about it.
I think,
it,
so. Obviously, the 49ers want a receiver in return, and they're not willing to give one.
I mean, what would be the point of giving up Pickens?
Exactly.
Giving up a one to get a one. You're getting another one to have.
Ayuk is a better one, but the idea is to have Pickens next to him.
He needs good coaching, and Tomlin, I guess, can provide it. But if he needs a quarterback too, that dude can be awesome.
Right,
Pickens, with a real system.
Right.
You know? And so, yeah, they need to, again, I would keep him and try to get Ayuk. I wouldn't be worried about trying to trade him just for Ayuk.
Yep. What's interesting
is... But maybe behind the scenes he's showing more AB than,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Maybe they feel like, you know...
Without the production.
We don't trust him to be that 100%. One receiver we pay.
100%.
Because he hadn't shown us yet he's that trustworthy.
It's interesting. Juju Smith-Schuster, who made absolutely massive plays in the Super Bowl in 2023,
yes.
Got cut by the Patriots today. Like,
wow.
It's amazing how far these guys and how fast these guys fall. And then they're talking about Juju maybe in Pittsburgh now, bringing him back. But
it's crazy because he's so young still.
I know, he's
and
not.
And it feels like his career's over.
Absolutely.
Like he's already had a whole career in terms of being great to start, and now we've sort
no
of
doubt.
Seen the down.
He's 27.
But he showed, man, there's still something there.
There's
I mean, he's
there.
Not a number one receiver anymore like we thought maybe he would be a one-time. But.
Right.
Bro, he's a vet. Like, if you got him in your three spot or something, maybe in a couple of two spots where you got a good quarterback.
He went from 78 receptions, 933 yards a year ago with the Chiefs, to 29 receptions, 260 yards with the Pats. Now, again, big quarterback difference, right? I mean, that was a
major.
Complete mess in New England last season
mm-hmm.
with whatever the hell they were doing. But, I mean, dude, go back to Kansas City, bro. Run him back. I mean, go on a vet minimum. They got the Rashee Rice, you know. Situation hanging over, or go to San Fran. Go to a contender. There's a contender out there that could use you on a vet minimum. Because that dude made the play of the Super Bowl when he got held.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't remember exactly what his numbers were, but that was the most important play of the game.
He was making plays in those playoffs.
He was. He was a big time player for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of I think shows you the.
Well, sign him up then, Juju Smith-Schuster lover.
I'm just no,
bring him
no,
on to your
it's,
Raiders.
It's, no,
make
it's got
to
be
number two. He's probably good enough to be your two. Then you love him so
he's
much.
He's not better than Jacoby, but I would. I'm just saying, like he could do well for the right quarterback. Like he can play. You know,
I agree.
He could play some snaps. You know, and be a decent receiver on a veteran minimum. You could do a whole hell of a lot worse.
Oh, I agree with that.
I was watching him out there last night, and they weren't even looking at him. They weren't even looking at them. I'm like,
well, something's
dang.
Happened. He ain't what he used to be.
Well, that I mean, it was only 2 years ago.
Because he was
ago.
A young he was a phenom, dude.
He had
no,
a
I'm
great
talking
year.
About Pittsburgh.
Well,
I'm not talking
then,
about 2
yeah,
years
no, you're
ago.
Right. You're right. He was like his rookie year or something, right?
Yeah, the kid was like 15 years old out there running around catching for 1,000 yards, felt like.
Yeah, it was his first 2 years in Pittsburgh. His first 2 years in Pittsburgh, he first year had 917 yards.
Yes.
Second year, 111 receptions, 1,500 yards, 7 touchdowns.
Man!
So he was on his way until he wasn't.
Remember, we said he was going to be the one when they moved, when Antonio got done.
That's right. That's right. Well, he was not the one.
It's crazy. That's what I'm saying, how far he's fallen. But I'm with you that there's still something there.
Yeah.
That you could put him, you put him out there, yeah. Make him a possession guy.
Yeah, he led the league in longest reception in both 2017 and 18.
But how much of that was because of AB?
That's true. I mean, that's true of everybody, though, right?
Well, it helps you when you got another number one over there, having attention off of you.
Yeah, I mean.
And he was young.
The Texans got like 15 of them dudes.
They must have figured him out to some degree, dude. He's not the same
thing. Yeah, well,
I don't remember any major injury that, a broken leg or something that slowed him down.
The Pats gave him $33 million over 3. That's why he went. You know, I mean, because the Chiefs like, we ain't paying that.
They paid that after the Chiefs season where
yes.
he showed he was still useful.
Yes.
Got you, guys.
So he got that.
That's right.
But he only lasted 1 year out of the three. So that that is crazy.
Why would the Chargers not sign him for a league minimum?
I guess they're
because you don't have Mike and you don't have Keenan now.
Yeah, that's true. That's
they drafted a young one, but that's,
Yeah, Quentin Johnson, but he hasn't played well.
You got to give Herbert something out there.
Yeah, that's actually that's a good thought.
Plus, they're not trying to pay, so.
Yeah, and he could be the one.
Well,
I mean, there's not, like you said, there's just not that much competition.
Right.
I don't know how much better it makes the Chargers, but I mean, again, if you could duplicate what he did with Kansas City 2 years ago, it's not bad.
It's a little low risk is what I think with them.
Yeah, so I actually think that's a good look. But yeah, you have that tonight. Penix tonight, and then I think there's one more game tonight that's, it's Eagles and Ravens, but no starters. Oh, actually, I take that back. Eagles will have their starters out there for a little bit. Jalen Hurts will play. He actually, he called John DeFilippo. And he's going to get out there with the UFL. It's basically going to be the UFL tonight for him. So we'll see a little bit of Jalen Hurts. So that's your preseason. Then, like we said, tomorrow, gold medal game. Our own Danny Barlow fighting in UFC.
Yes.
UFC 95 Vegas around 6 o'clock on ESPN Plus. So it's going to be a fun night, a fun weekend of sports locally.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.